For the first time, a Massachusetts resident has been diagnosed with the Zika virus. Here's what we know. He or she is from Boston and traveled in a country where the virus is being transmitted. The symptoms were mild. The patient did not have to be hospitalized and is expected to make a full recovery. To discuss the virus and this case in Boston, we're joined this morning by Dr. Donald Thea, Professor of Global Health and Director of the Center for Global Health and Development at Boston University. Good morning, Doctor, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob.
Dr. Thea, we hear about the virus spreading in South America. We have a case here. What do we know about how the virus spreads? We know it's transmitted by mosquitoes, correct?
That's correct. Yes, it's transmitted by a species of mosquito called Aedes, and it's a very common form of mosquito found in Central America. There are some 80s species of mosquito found in the Massachusetts area, but not the main one that seems to transmit this virus in other parts of the world.
So are the 80s mosquitoes in Massachusetts unlikely to carry the disease then? Is that what you're saying?
Well, the main vector called Aedes aegypti is very uncommon in Massachusetts. There is a close cousin to Aedes aegypti called Aedes albopictus, which we know can transmit the Zika virus, but probably not as efficiently as the main vector that is found in Central America.
So the danger here then is what then?
The danger here really is minimal, in my opinion.
Right now, of course, it's too cold for mosquitoes in Massachusetts. What you're saying is even when the weather warms up, we're not at that great of a risk in Massachusetts from mosquitoes.
That's correct. The pool of potentially infected people would be really quite small in Massachusetts, and the efficiency of the vector that occurs in Massachusetts is relatively unknown. So we think that the risk is going to be really quite small for transmission within Massachusetts.
And even if someone goes to another country, is bitten by a mosquito that's carrying the virus and comes down with the virus, and that person comes back here, there is no human-to-human transmission, so there's no fear of that?
By far, the main route of transmission is through the bite of mosquitoes.
We know the Zika virus can cause birth defects in newborns. I'm wondering if you would suggest, then, that pregnant women from Massachusetts and elsewhere not travel to countries where this outbreak is spreading.
Women who could be pregnant or certainly are in their first or second trimester put off traveling to an area where Zika virus appears to be being transmitted.
And there's no treatment for the Zika virus, correct?
That's correct. There is no treatment that we have.
Can we learn lessons about how then to fight the Zika virus from other research on mosquito-borne illnesses?
So the main way to fight this virus really is to make sure that the transmitting mosquitoes are not very prevalent in the area.
So the recommendation then is to spray or take some other measures that kill mosquito populations?
Yes, that's true. And if you do find yourself in an area where there is active transmission going on, then it's really important to protect yourself from mosquitoes by mosquito repellents or staying in air-conditioned areas or certainly staying behind screens and screen doors.
Dr. Donald Thea of Boston University, thanks very much for speaking to us this morning about the Zika virus.
Thank you, Bob.